You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, welcome to this week's episode of Steelers Touch Down Under. I was going to say Steelers War Room. I've made several.
I thought you might have forgot.
As always, Marky D, Marky
Hey, I thought you might have forgot what the show was called.
I think I had a mental moment. I had a seniors moment.
That's fair enough. Hey, Maddie, how you doing, mate?
I'm okay. How are you?
Mate, I got some big news for this podcast already, straight away.
Oh, dear. Tell us.
I've been working on something over the last, you know, probably 48 hours. It just came to my, you know, mind a few days ago. I'm thinking about starting a new adventure, right? What do you reckon it is?
A new venture or a new adventure?
Oh, adventure. Sorry. The Australian accent gets in the way.
Adventure. Like going on a trip.
No, like... adventure as in like, you know, like a YouTube channel, like a new YouTube channel.
So adventure.
Well, adventure. Isn't that adventure?
No, adventure is when you like go to Mordor and like adventure is like a new business.
Well, I'm doing both of those, right? I got a plan of attack. Because YouTube is getting so crazy right now, there's over like 2 billion people, you know, and I'm thinking about starting a new podcast. But like have a new spin on it. And because I'm big with Steelers and, you know, stuff that I'm doing with BTSN and my stuff. But I really want to tackle some of the other AFC North teams. And I want to make a new podcast called Welcome to the Bungle. What do you reckon?
I think sell it to Bad. We'll see what he says.
I just want to gain the trust of every single Bengals fan, lead them all the way in to 1K. And then tell them who I really am. You know, I got to hide all the Steelers gear behind me, but just act like a Bengals fan, obnoxious, and then just really, yeah, see if it kicks off. Do you reckon it works?
All right. Like, we do have a theme for the show today, which we'll get into, but I think you brought up something funny. Like, we all know your hatred for the Bengals, right? But don't you hate the Browns more?
No.
Like, how can you hate the Bengals more than the Browns? Like, they're a very different team.
So I just think the Bengals are a really dirty, filthy organization. That what they did to the Terrell Bateau with Hushman Zada, what they did with Vontaze not perfect was awful.
I know, but the Browns have done worse things more recently.
With what?
The helmet situation. Oh. Like lying about it with racial stuff. Then Myles Garrett saying that he wanted to end Ben's, you know, career injuring him. Like... where do you want to? You want to keep going? Hiring Deshaun Watson, like,
well, okay.
What they did to Baker, like, I don't like Baker.
I feel bad. For
what they've done to Baker is like horrific.
Baker got done real bad. No, I just think that we always expect the Browns to lose, so that like 100%. Whereas the Bengals, I think they do have some winning. They can win, right? They've been to some Super Bowls, but I just hate them as an overall organization because the fans are just. I just can't stand the fans.
I've never encountered them as bad as like the Ravens or the Browns, but maybe it's just me.
But what I saw when I was like growing up watching the game and like, you know, what last 10 years of them playing football, I just thought the way they played football was just not the way you should play football. Like I think Vontaze perfect or perfect, whatever his name is. It's just, I just thought he was the thug mentality. I didn't like it. And even the Pac-Man Jones guy, I didn't like him. And I didn't like the Hushman Zada, what he did to the Terrell Bateau.
Yeah, I hated what he did with the Terrible Town. The other two guys are thugs that, you know, I'm listening to Mike Florio's audiobook of playmakers, and they should never have, you know, they should never have allowed those guys to continue doing what they were doing. I mean, they off the field stuff was nuts as well. But look, let's get into talking some Steelers.
All right.
Although Carson Wright will be a fake guest host. There you go, Mark.
Oh, we can do it, mate. Welcome to the bungle. I think it'll kick off. Now, the word
welcome bungle, to the bungle, where if it's brown, you flush it down.
But it might give it away, though, you know, with the bungles, because the Cincinnati Bengals don't say that, do they? That's like our slang, I guess. So that might give it away, but we'll see if it works.
That's it. That's it. So on today's show, Mark and I are going to play a little bit of a game, and with the live chat, guys like George Cheston and Daredevil and Snowman and Kaysen's in there and Darkstorm, you're all welcome to play along as well. And anyone else that's in the live chat there that's yet to throw up a comment or that's listening, you know, it's not got the live chat open, we'd love you to play along as well on Facebook or YouTube. What we're going to do is we're going to go through the list of Steelers offensive players off the roster on Steelers.com. Now, some people don't have positions assigned to them either, but we're going to go through the position that they are next to. So I've got someone lined up near center that actually doesn't have center next to his name. And Mark and I are going to give them three designations. They're either, we're going to say they're going to star, they're going to be a solid player, so like second, third depth chart, or they're really scrap metal. There's another word starting with S, but we're a family podcast that Mark and I as Australians would naturally more call them. But those scrap metal players, we're also, Mark and I are going to decide whether it's good scrap metal. It's scrap metal that we'd want on the Steelers, or it's scrap metal that's destined for the junkyard that we'd prefer to be kicked off the Steelers roster if we were, you know, Brandon Hunt or whoever the next GM is. So, Mark, let's kick it off because we've got a lot of players to get through and we've got not a lot of time. Kendrick Green. Star, solid, scrap metal.
Hey, you know what? I'm telling you, I like him as a star. And I know, hey, shoot me down, everyone. Hey, shoot me down.
Not me, mate. I predicted he would get drafted.
I look, we can't give up on the guy after 1 year of some failures. And actually, some of the whole O-line was a bit of a in shambles too. So we can't give up on the guy. And why do we instantly go and put in Mason Cole? It's not like he's going to be a star. Like, it's just... We need to
make their Madden ratings are different. Mason Cole's a 66 and Kendrick Green's a 73.
We need to stop giving up on players straight away. So I think Kendrick Green will start, and you know, maybe not every single game, a bit like a QB, but I think he'll hopefully turn into a star this year.
Yeah, I agree. I think star somewhere between star and solid, but you know, I think his ceiling is star. But I mean, I'm saying star anyway, because I think he's the number one center on this roster. I think you can beat out Mason Cole. What about JC Hassenhauer? Solid, scrap metal, star.
Well, I kind of like him using maybe, you know, the three centers there. So maybe solid, backup, I'd say. I don't know. I don't think he'd star. Yeah, I think just right in the middle man. Let's put it that
right.
way.
I can't believe how many Kendrick Green scrap medals there are.
Yeah, we're going to get a whole solid. Chat.
JC Hassenhauer, I mean, for me, come on. If you're putting Kendrick Green as scrap metal, JC Hassenhauer. JC Hassenhauer is a great definition of scrap metal. Is he someone that we can mold into something new that works? Or is he like someone that we don't want on the roster? Okay, if people think JC Hassenhauer is better than Kendrick Green, okay, fair enough. I think he's scrap metal to me. But I don't think, Mark, he's not scrap metal that's destined for the junkyard.
No, I think we have him there for depth anyway, really. I think it's going to be, you know, put him at center, but he can also play bits of guard too, or be part of the offensive line. So I think he'll make the team anyway.
So the next guard on the list, you know, so we're doing this alphabetical order, but we've got to go fullback first. Derek Watt. Star, solid, scrap heap.
I think to me he has to be a solid play in this offense. I don't think he was star. I think the football will go around to too many other players. I think George Pickens, Austin, Muth, Najee. How do you even get a chance to star him when you think about it?
Yeah. Do you think he's a solid player?
Solid, yeah. I think he has to be. Like you're paying him what? Is he still on that $4 million contract or something? Whatever he's on, the higher contract for a fullback. And he's run one time. We don't use him as a fullback role. Needs to go out there and get some special team hits and fumbles. You know, I don't know. Is there a possibility that he gets cut? I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't even get... I see them keeping him because of special teams. So, you know, Brian says solid special team on Facebook. Darkstorm says unused scrap. I think he's a funny one. He's somewhere between it. Let's call him like solid scrap metal for me. Like he's someone if he just did special teams... I'd go solid. I think his special team stuff is overblown, and people can argue that the cows come home.
Are you saying like if the game wasn't around, had no fullback, he'd be fine? Like,
yeah, pretty much. Like if when Patrick Ricard was still available from the Ravens, because that guy's like 6'2 or 6'3 and like almost 300 pounds, and he's a fullback and he can run. I was like, cut Derek Watt. Like, I wouldn't have cared. Anyway, that's Derek Watt. How about Nate Gilliam, guard out of Wake Forest?
I actually did a video on my still also about this, and I didn't know who the bloke was. And yeah. I still don't actually, but
he's a decent sized guard.
He's a big dude. I'd probably say scrap metal, I guess, just because he's so far on the depth chart. I don't know if he'll make the team. I think overall, when I was looking back at it,
destined for the junkyard.
I think he will be. Is how many offensive linemen are there? About 16 or 17? So
to make it doesn't short, let me count it up, but we've talked to four already.
Right? Yeah, there's a lot. Right?
Talked to one other position.
Yeah, I reckon he's gone. Like, he'll be scrap metal. Get about $50 for him or whatever.
I'm not going to talk about kickers. I think we'll keep it to offense. We're not going to keep it to offensive, like, you know, special teamers. All right, your favorite player. I said I wouldn't talk about special teamers, but I'm going to bring him up. How about Christian Kuntz?
Mate, you can't cap that guy. I've got his jersey. What are you talking about? It's my favorite jersey.
Solid, like, solid or scrap metal?
Oh, we're not going to talk about him for 20 minutes? No. Solid.
He's you'll end up pronouncing it like in Australia, and we're going to get into trouble.
He's solid, mate. Oh, this. Can we move on? There's so many things I could say.
All right, sure. He's not even an offensive player, so I was just indulging you. All right.
I'll talk to you after the show.
Sure. Now that Mason Cole, we were talking about him earlier. Mason Cole, star, solid, scrap.
I think he has to be solid too. I think they will go with these three blokes. Depending who is going to be number one, I think it will be Kendrick Green. I think he'll be solid. So I think he'll be.
Yeah. I back that as well. I think he's like, my gut wants to say he's between solid and scrap metal. But the thing is that he has played a lot. Like, he's got like, what is it, almost 50 starts or at least 40 starts or whatever it is. So that's pretty decent. And the Vikings line wasn't awful last year. I mean, Dalvin Cook's got to hit a hole somehow. So yeah, I'd say he's a solid player. Snowman says star. Okay. People are quite high on Mason Cole.
Same as Darkstorms is Cole, probably the best center we have this year. Solid, I hope. There you go. And that's what we want. Like, we want all these guys to be
100%. Excellent. I don't care. I want them to ball out, like, you know, fight each other in training camp, like, you know, for the position. Hopefully not physically. Although I think the line could use a bit of mongrel, to be honest.
Imagine if they came into a boxing match at the end. He said, you have to win this job to punch out Watt. Okay. And then it'll be, you know, Watt versus Haywood.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. How about James Daniels? He's a star.
Oh, mate. Mate, 100% star. 100%. 5 stars.
All right. So, here's one that I think could be surprisingly touchy. What about Kevin Dotson?
He needs to be a star, but he could be all three, to be honest.
What is he right now? What is he right now?
Probably leaning towards scrap metal, but he's got to prove to
really.
To get that fire back in him, man. You know, he was injured quite a bit last year too. Remember how much we talked up fire. Yeah, remember how much we talked up Zach Banner though, and then never played.
Oh, Dotson's leaps and bounds ahead of Banner for me. He's star for me. He needs to star.
Okay. We'll see.
If Mason Cole can star, Kevin Dotson is going to star. Look at the tape. How about John LeGlue?
Who?
John LeGlue.
He played last year, didn't he, in 2021?
Yeah, he's a guy, like, I find John LeGlue really hard. It's like, in terms of evaluating him and, like, deciding whether I like him or not. Some weeks, I'm like, absolute scrap metal trash, throw him in the junkyard. And other times, I'm like, he could be really solid. And then everyone's like, oh, he's young. But then I think he's, like, 25 years. He's 26. Yeah, he's 26 years old. So it's also like, well, he's not that young, but I think he was a late bloomer, like, came out of college super late. But yeah, I don't know. Jury's out for me on LeGlue. But if you see the photos with him on, like, social media with Steelers players, he doesn't look like a player. He just looks like your average bloke. It's pretty funny.
He's got a good number. 77's kind of cool. But yeah, I think he played well in some games I saw last year. Like, I think he's pretty physical, right, on the offensive line.
Yeah.
I'd probably
say... I didn't realize he was so tall, though. He's 6'7".
Yeah, I'd probably say solid, I guess. I think he'll make the roster, too. I think he'll be in there somewhere.
I think so, because they like bringing on guys that they've developed and stuff. He'll definitely make the practice squad. He can be if he gets a veteran. I think veteran designation for him. I don't know if he's got enough starts. What about Chukwuma Okorafor?
Oh, I think he's in the same similar spot to Dotson. I think he needs to be a star. I think because the contract that he signed, it needs to be a star. But I think even if he plays to be a solid level, I think we're happy on this offensive line.
But do you think right now, in today, is he a star or is he solid?
Probably just solid. Probably just like he's just there, right?
Yeah, I agree.
He's one of the best right tackles. Yeah. Is he quite short for a right tackle?
He's 6'6", so that's pretty tall.
Is he? Maybe I'm thinking of a different guy. I don't know. I'm telling you, every time I watch the football game, you never see the offensive line. The ball goes too fast, and then you just see it later, you know?
You got to go back on the 22, and even then, like, it's so hard. You have to try so hard to train your eyes away from sometimes what the ball's doing. And like,
it is fun, though, to watch the play back and just watch one, specific player and focus on them and see what they're doing against their, you know. But that takes a lot of time as well to do that.
Correct. Yeah, it takes a lot of time. What about Trent Scott out of Grambling State?
That's the new guy we signed, right?
Yeah.
What position do you think he will play? Is it right guard?
They have on Steelers.com, they've got him as O-line. But they have that for Kevin Dotson, John McGlue.
Right.
So, I mean, he looks like he's got more of a guard body at 6'5 and 320.
I think he may be a solid player. I don't know too much about him, to be honest. Where's he from? From Carolina? No, that's right. He has connections with who's the bloke? Not Pat Meyer, the offensive line.
Yeah,
yeah. So there's a reason that these coaches bring their players in, their guys. So if they have their guy, they can hopefully do something on the offensive line. I would say solid this time. I don't think you don't sign him and turn him into scrap metal.
100%. What about Jake Dixon? Out of
your turn, I didn't even know he was on the roster.
He signed the last two or three days, I think. He's 6'6", 220 pounds. Out of I can never pronounce it.
Undrafted guy.
Duquesne? I've heard the term once in my life.
Duquesne?
Is it Duquesne?
Yeah, Duquesne.
I don't know, scrap metal, because we haven't seen anything that would make me think he's going to be a solid player.
And that's the way you should treat it as well. These guys who are undrafted, let them have some fire in their heart and go out and earn the job. Because why would you call him a star? And you wouldn't want to be. If you're undrafted, you've been called a star, you'd be quite worried, wouldn't you? Be like, what
team am I on? But I would say that after we talk about Dan Moore, the next player, I'm actually going to go against that concept. But anyway, Dan Moore... offensive tackle, obviously, you know, the guy we brought in last year in the fourth round, star, solid, or scrap heap?
I think he'll be solid this year too. And if he does work well, some of our BTSC guys always break it down with working well next to Kevin Dotson. So those two guys on the edge, I think, will be fun to watch in the run game. So I think he'll be solid. I don't think he'll be scrap this year. Second year.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm hoping he can star, but I think that's a massive expectation on a player that was a fourth round draft pick.
How many stars do we have really on the offensive line? Like, I would only say maybe James Daniels will be one out of all of them.
Oh, I think you're very harsh on Dotson. If Dotson's fit, like,
Dotson's gonna come fly to Australia, knock on my house, and be like, "What's mate? You got a problem with me, mate?"
He's going to put you in your car and then tow you all the way to the airport and shoot you back.
Just throw me over the river. I'm just saying. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, go. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I think Dotson will be hopefully solid, but like, I want to put too much pressure on the guy to turn into a star. You know, it's the third year for the guy.
I do. His tape proves he can be a star if he's not going to be. Like, if the kitchen's too hot, get out of the kitchen.
That's true.
The next guy, Jordan Tucker out of North Carolina, undrafted, 6'6", 340 pounds. I think he might move inside a little bit. I liked what he did in college. I was a little bit surprised when undrafted. I thought someone would at least get him in the seventh.
Me and JT go way back. I have no idea who this guy is, so I'm just going to say solid just cause. Just keep going. I don't know. I have no idea who this guy is. I didn't even know.
But it's like what we said. It, like, you know, we got to say scrap metal until the Steelers mold them into something.
Yeah, scrap metal then. Scrap metal.
I'm confident because I've seen a little bit of him. And Sam Howell had to run behind someone back there. All right. What about Chris Oladokun?
Oladokun, mate.
Oladokun.
Okay. Now, I think he will be QB number 3.
So do I.
I like him as solid. I do.
I do too. I think he's going to be solid for the role they want him to play.
If they put him on the practice squad, he's gone.
100%.
Gone. 100% so Mason is, I don't think Mason will make it there at 3. And I think he's solid.
Agree. Oh, we're just going to take a break in the game. Advertisement from Snowman. Everyone, please hit the like button. Please. Yes, thank you very much, Snowman. We would love you to hit like. It really helps us promote the show to more Steelers fans. And if you're listening on the audio side, give us a rating. I think it is on Spotify and then on iTunes. The comments really help promote us. And not just promote us for the sake of promoting us. It helps more Steelers fans get insights from, you know, and yes, we're biased, but the best Steelers network in the business, BTSC.
Maybe Snowman's actually bad. Brian Anthony Davis in disguise.
You know? So Brian... Nah. Snowman's listening. So you're gonna say the bad listens to his own shows as Snowman and then puts the
and comments as he's doing them too.
I like Snowman's takes. Snowman and Bad have different takes. I like your Snowman. Kenny Pickett, star solid or scrap metal?
This year or right now? I think solid. You know. Okay. I think that's my order. My order will be Trubisky, Pickett, and then Oladokun. So solid.
Nice. I'm gonna say I think he's behaving like a star, but a good star. I think he's a shining star. But I do like your assessment that until we see anything, it's hard to say he's not solid. But there's enough people in the league that liked him. I really like what I see. I didn't let myself fall in love with him, and now you can. I'm gonna fall into the trap. I'm gonna say star. I know that's a trap.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Mason Rudolph.
I think the way things have been going, and I'll give anyone a shot. If he's QB1, fantastic. Let's go. But I think right now he's scrap metal. He's on the outside looking in. We got 3 quarterbacks in the offseason. That would worry me if I was working. Like, if I was working, like, at McDonald's, and like, hey, Mark, we've now trained up 3 cashiers for your job. That's sweet. That's easy. Am I still getting 48 hours? No, you're getting 2 hours, you know? there's a problem there. If you're Rudolph, mate, there's a problem that you've just brought in 3 quarterbacks. I know we needed 4 anyway, but still.
Eric says he's a star. Okay. I think he's really? Maybe being sarcastic.
Yeah, superstar.
Ryan Brown, superstar. Is he solid though, or is he scrap metal?
I think he'll be scrap metal. I think he'll be either 4th or he'll be cut or something will happen because I just think the other guys in front have much more potential than Rudolph right now.
Fair enough.
What do you reckon? What do you reckon is going to happen?
So I have a funny analogy for him, right? Like, I think they should trade him, but I think he's solid, but he's solid for some people, not for others. I'll give you an example. You know, have you ever seen Mark? I remember TV shows had it when we were kids, and they were Americans, actually. People that would buy a house from somewhere, and they'd crane it up, and they'd put it on a truck, and they'd take the house somewhere else.
Are you saying it's going to fall apart?
I'm not saying it's going to fall apart. I'm just saying, if someone's happy for you to buy the house off their land and take it elsewhere, it's probably not a very good house.
Right. Quite a few people do that as well. That's like a whole business. It's moving the house from like one
neighborhood to the other. I can't do that. Like the foundations. just
start new.
Anyway, whatever. That's what I think Mason's like. And as you say, on the way, maybe it breaks down.
So you're saying he's good in like another team. What team do you think he would be good playing in? Like what team would need a quarterback like Mason Rudolph? Because I don't think he's that bad. I just think the situation he's in right now is pretty bad for him.
I think he would fit with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, true.
That might surprise some people. I think he's not flashy enough in Miami, but you if like in the city and what that needs. But if you actually look at what they're doing, You know, I know they're using Tour in the run game, but if you actually look at the players they've got, he could just sit back there if the O-line holds up. I would find it silly that the Houston Texans wouldn't want to bring him in. They just need someone behind there, behind Davis Mills.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so they're probably a couple of the teams that stand out. But even the Rams, really, like, I mean, he doesn't really fit that running sort of style that Stafford can move. But if you needed him just to play out the last quarter of a game to give Stafford's arm a rest down and stretch, like, that team would be well
ahead. He might be a good backup for if Stafford's out for, you know, a game or two, put in Rudolph to have a chance to win. So,
I mean, I don't know if you're the Seahawks, why you wouldn't bring him in. Like, Drew Locke, like, really? Has he impressed more than Mason Rudolph?
I think Rudolph's better than Locke, to be honest. I think Locke is struggling quite a bit. But there's a new chance for him in Seattle. Oh, my God, lose my voice. Lord, talking Rudolph, lose my voice.
Awesome. All right, so then we go on to Mitch Trubisky.
Star, mate. He has to be a star. Because I got a theory.
On the Trubisky train and not the Pickett train.
Nah, I wasn't before, mate. I got picked up in Woi Woi. All right. I was hitchhiking all the way there first. Nah, I was against him coming in. But now I'm learning to see. I think he will be a star. But I've got a theory because if I build him up so much, what's gonna happen? They're gonna start Pickett day one. I know my
liked KT Smith's article on behindsteelcurtain.com in some ways about, like, it's a good thing for the Steelers if Trubisky can beat out Pickett. It's a bad thing if they can't. But I want to see Pickett at least after the bye. Like, that's where I'm feeling on it.
Yeah, but whoever starts a QB, I don't think they need to go out there and throw the football 30, 40 times. You know, I think if we start Trubisky, I think you have a chance to win as well. So we'll see, because he's also, like, we also forget he's new to the offense too. It's not just like Kenny Pickett's new to the offense. He's very new to the offense. So I'm overly keen to see whoever. I think it's a two-horse race between one and two, and we'll see what happens. But
I think it's so interesting, though, because Canada, like, worked with I'm pretty sure he worked with Trubisky back in college, where he worked in a similar offense. And then now you've obviously got Kenny Pickett, who he recruited. All right, let's go to the flavor of the month. Mateo Durant, solid scrap metal.
I don't know too much about him, but I do... I'm gonna keep it cool. I'm gonna say scrap metal for now, but I would love to be surprised to see him turn into a running back two or three. We'll see how it goes.
Especially because he's a bit of a different size, bit of a change of pace. Mm-hmm. What about Trey Edmonds? Mateo Durant. I'm gonna say scrap metal too, but I think the Steelers can mold him into something good. Trey Edmonds, for me, that guy is scrap metal. Take him to the junkyard.
Yeah, he sticks around though. He sticks around.
He's got the photos.
Yeah, I've always
Dan McCullough's naked photos.
I like the way how he runs the football. I think he runs pretty physical. And now I don't know if it's not the lead for him right now.
Slow.
I know he's slow. I get it. I understand it. But he's pretty, like, he's still got he's the leading. I think maybe Najee has it now with that long rush against Browns. But for a long time, he was had the longest run in, like, the last 3 or 4 years, which was Trey Edmonds for 45 yards. So it still might be the longest one. But I think, it depends how they use him. He's probably sitting at scrap metal now because he's yet again trying to make the team.
Yeah, I don't think it fits. But I'd put him on the practice squad because he knows the team and, you know,
he got that, didn't he get a kickoff fumble or an onside kick return 1 year? I think he did. He saved
the game. If people can sit there and criticize Kendrick Green... then I can't wait to hear their criticism of Trey Edmonds. Because Trey does at his position versus, like, Kendrick Green at his position. Like, just...
Yeah, he sticks around for a reason, though. So he's one of the brothers, too. I don't know if that works, if that helps out, too. You know, we'll see.
Shouldn't. Najee Harris. Star. Oh,
star. 100% star. He's going to go off. He's going
to
be the most...
star, though. He kind of has to be.
He's going to... Oh, that's right. He got the interception last year. How did he get the interception last year?
Do you know, Jared Devil has been a solid listener for us the whole time we've had the show, and I've never realized that the tattoo on his back when we pulled it up, because I've been focused on what the description is, was the Steelers logo.
That's how I look too. If I turned around, my back is exactly the same. just ripped. Yeah. Najee Starring, mate. Like, he will lead the league in rush yards.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay.
The fake punt pass. My apologies. Yeah, okay. Excellent, yeah.
Yeah, Jedival's taking the Oracle crown. Anthony McFarlane Jr. Solid scrap metal.
Scrap metal. What have you done for me lately? Nothing.
He's the perfect definition of scrap metal, though. He's someone that, like, you could send to the junkyard, or he could turn into something good, but we just kind of need to see it happening now.
You could be on the way to the junkyard and realize that if in stock scrap metal has gone up 500,000%, you're like, oh, no, I better keep it. Like, he's like, I want to see him do good things. Weren't we promised for him to, like, be the next Bell or the next, like, fast guy at the back, and he's done nothing. Absolutely nothing. The
number's cursed. He wears 26. He should change it. What about Benny Snell Jr.?
It's exactly the same. Every year I was like, okay, he's going to do well this year. Is he third year this year, right, or fourth year?
Fourth for him last year.
Fourth. Yeah, man. You just hope that he can get past the line. He can't even beat his offensive lineman. Like, honestly, you and I could probably do better. I don't know. I really don't know. Scrap metal.
I'm say solid because of special teams. And because that game in 2019 when the O-line was doing things behind Pouncey, he ran right up the middle. If there can be some consistency with the two guards in Dotson and Daniels, he'll find a gap. And he's big. Najee Harris is 232. Benny Snell's the only one anywhere near him at 224 pounds. We need another bruiser. But this is it. Like, if he doesn't really show out this year and get, like, double the stats that he got in previous years, then there's no signing him next year to another contract. Like, he's out the door. I don't want a Trey Edmonds situation with Benny Snell Jr. But also, like, Benny Snell is, like, 224. I think Derek Watt is 220. He's 234. I would be open to seeing if Benny Snell could put on a bit of weight and become a fullback and transition. I'd be open to that.
But with this, the game isn't going that way, is it? I kind of miss those days of the
fullback. I know, but he's someone then you could have as, like, a third or a fourth or a... Anyway, I think he's a solid player. He's proven he's solid enough. What about Jaylen Warren out of Oklahoma State, undrafted rookie?
That's one bloke I don't know. But just one quick thing on Snell. That would be good to see, though, to have Najee Harris and Snell there, the two-back set, use a fullback, and he could get that... Hopefully 3 or 4 yards. He's close to the line. Yep. Just 1-2 punch straight through it. And you wouldn't expect it. You don't do it too many times, but you get Najee on the halfback toss, Najee on the stretch, Najee on this.
It's that classic fourth and inches, right? Like,
yeah. They could run a 2-back set like that, but will they? This league hasn't done it for ages now. In terms of, is it Jaylen Warren? I don't know who that guy is. I'm gonna say scraps. You know more than I do.
I'm gonna say scraps too. All right. We moved through this list pretty effectively. Now we're now down to people that are tackle. Chaz Green and Joe Haig. All right. Chaz Green, I'm just going to say it. He's scrap metal for me.
We might not have any team left. They're all scrap. They're all going the tip, mate. Chaz Green, what is he playing? Tackle. Where are we? Was he playing left tackle or right tackle?
He played left last year in that preseason game, I think.
Yeah, it's another position that will even make the team. I don't know. I'm going to say scrap as well, just because of how far the depth chart is. But there could be a chance he could be behind one of the tackles, you know.
All right. What about Joe Haig?
I think he'll be solid, actually. I got a feeling I think he'll be depth behind. I think he'll be the third tackle behind them for sure.
I think he's got a $1 million cap penalty, so they kind of... I know that doesn't seem like much, but the Steelers get a bit funny about that stuff. I worry about his weight at only 298 pounds in the way that the Steelers want to play offensive. Like, look, you can't argue he's solid. Like, he's had a really good career. You know, he played in a championship team of the Buccaneers. He wouldn't be still going. But I would say that sometimes he pops up in photos when they're, like, training, and he looks like he doesn't want to be there or he's struggling. And I want someone that's, like, you know, looking good, feeling good. But anyway, I think, you got to say solid. All right. What about Pat? Pat Freiermuth.
Oh, mate, 100% a star. This bloke's going to go off this year. I think it's going to be the Najee show and the Pat Freiermuth show. I think he'll be a star, 100%.
Yeah, 100% agree. Can't argue with that. Loved him. You know, pick the jersey. All right. Let's go to Zach Gentry. Solid scrap.
Solid, yeah, man. Solid. I think he's number two. I think he's played pretty well last year in spurts. And I think what we talked about last week or two weeks ago, that I think that the tight end will be used a lot more in this offense because it's a whole new offense really without Big Ben. And that this playbook should be wide open. We should be very optimistic to see something better than getting the receiver screen and getting, you know, cut down. I think using Gentry and Freiermuth in this offense will be fun to watch. And the tight end, he could be open and he could be used for blocking too. I think he'd be solid.
Yeah, agree. I just looked down the list how many players we had left thinking, oh, we've just got the wide receivers, we're done. We've got quite a lot of guys to get through in 10 minutes. I think he's solid too. Kevin Rader, I say scrap metal. That for me, happy for him.
He's scrap now, but I still like the way that he plays special teams. I think he wants to be there. I've seen some footage of him where he tackles pretty hard and he blocks really hard too on the returns. So he may make the team just because how good he is on special teams.
I think the other way on Jay Sternberger, I think he could be a really solid player. He just needs time to develop. He was good when he got the chance at the Packers. He got injured, then fell out, then there was he had a baby in the offseason. I follow him on Instagram. I think he's a cool guy, so I'm hopeful for him.
Well, he's in a situation where he didn't play last year with the Steelers, right? He was on the squad.
He's on the practice squad.
This is a big year for him that he can make up the. And it's not too hard in this tight end depth chart. Not hard to be three or two. So get out there.
Connor Hayward.
I reckon he'll be sold. I got a similar theory too. I think he'll be sold. Which goes against what I just said about Sternberger because one of these guys is going to get cut. Really, it could be Radar, but I think you could go him at tight end three, possibly.
And that's what I think they'll do. I think they'll go him tight end three and have Sternberger on the practice squad.
And things happen if these players don't.
Unless
play
McFarland well, is injured, then I think Connor Hayward will be listed as the fourth running back, but he won't actually be the fourth running back.
He could be, to me, he's a football player, what I've seen from his highlights too. But yeah, I think for him, it would be tight end three, Muth, what's the other bloke? Gentry, then Hayward. But you never know, because Sternberger's got a chance now. He's got a chance.
I just want to say, hey, Jerry Cherry Band, thank you for joining. And we appreciate your music that goes before our podcast on the audio side. Calvin Austin III, solid.
Star, I've got him as rookie MVP, mate.
I loved his interview. You just get this. I'm trying to remember which other NFL podcast I was listening to from the NFL Network, but someone was talking about him and the mentality he brought every day, and like one of the scouting type podcasts. He is a steal. Like we thought Deontay and Juju were steals. This is highway robbery, and I say highway robbery because he can run like a high speed chase.
They'll be organizing offensive game plans for him for sure to get him the ball. They'll have to get him involved somehow, and you know, I think even involving Najee some way too, like put Najee fake to him and use him in the slot. I don't know. Maybe on end around too, what Claypool used to do, but he's faster than Claypool. So I think he'll be.
What about Miles Boykin?
Now with the additions of the other guys, the receivers, I think he'll be. I think he's scrap metal at the moment because just because of all the other guys, it's going
to
be hard.
I think he could be solid if he needs to be, but he's that sort of. It's on that scrap metal category where you need to mold him into something.
Where does he really fit in this team though? With all the other receivers, that's the hard. That's
well,
the
he's point. Like a Chase Claypool though, like you know, and you know. But I think he can do a little bit more than Claypool at times. But then Claypool's stronger overall in other areas. All right, we've got 7 or 8 minutes and we've got like 10 players. So we need to go through quick. I didn't have this many wide receivers on the roster. Deontay Johnson.
solid. I don't. Yes. Yeah. No, yeah.
I agree. And this is controversial, but if Claypool, Pickens, and Austin are doing well the first 6 weeks of the season, trade the guy. That's my
trade opinion. Him.
Get Jesus. Something for him. Get something for him. Get something for him.
Jesus.
We've got the guys. What about Anthony Miller? I think he's solid.
Yeah, I think he can be that fringe where it could be, you know, fourth or fifth too. So I'd say solid as well, you know. But other than that, because he's got links with Trubisky too, right? So it depends. It depends who you're going to have at 1, 2, and 3, and who's going to be our fourth and fifth receivers. So I think he'll be solid.
Yeah, I think he's solid. I think he can play. I'm interested to see what he can do. He was a second-round draft pick that's got chemistry with Trubisky, hopefully. What about Gunnar Olszewski?
I think for what position and role he plays for the team, he has to be solid because...
Mate, I got him in Madden. They had an updated roster, and he was slow the first two games. I was like, what? But his change of direction rating, because they brought that in, is really good in agility, and I've seen that on tape too. And I literally just... He hit a gap. And he just glided straight through touchdown, 101 yards. I was like,
you'd if you played with my Madden, right? I have a really
I did bung. Play you in Madden.
What no, happened? But like I have a really bung controller, so my change of direction is easy. It always goes left. The sticks are stuffed up. So
I'm gonna send you one of my spare ones.
Okay, for
actually, we gotta pause there. I gotta derail it. Mark and I were playing Madden, and like. Mark like made mincemeat out of me in one game because I was playing with the Saints? And anyway, I had a 4-3 defense and I can only play 3-4 defense.
Oh, that's a good part, yeah.
And you like ripped me apart and then I came back at the end with a ridiculous play to win by like a point or 2 points. And the next game, and we selected random teams, but you couldn't be the Steelers. And the next game, who were you when I was the Cardinals?
I can't remember, to be honest. I might have been texting.
But I was the Cardinals, and Mark came to sack me, and I was 35 yards behind the line of scrimmage with Kyler Murray. And then I did this fake where I stopped, and this guy, like, pressed the dive button. The guy dived at my feet, and then I ran the 35 yards plus another 30.
Let's just say that Madden is not simulation football.
It is no, it's not.
Definitely a different game to what I played in 2004. but no, I think Gunnar Olszewski is in a spot where he has to be solid because you are the kick returner and punt returner, and you could be the fifth receiver. If he's not, we're in a bit of trouble, I think.
All right, Cody White.
Scrap. I don't think he makes
the
team.
I think he's scrap too. I think he might. There's a chance of practice squad, but that's it. He's very, like, he's slow. I don't think, like, he doesn't go up and really catch it in the air, like, when he's tall. Yeah, anyway. Tyler Vaughan's scrap metal, solid.
Scrap metal as well, although he caught one pass last year, I think, for 5 yards. So, potential.
Oh, claps for him.
But yeah. We said that last year, or a few years ago, with Zach Gentry. So, we laughed correct. At Gentry. Now, look at him.
Obviously, scrap metal too. What about Tyler Snead?
I've no idea who that guy is.
I don't know. He's an undrafted rookie, 5'7", 174 pounds. He must be quick, because otherwise... Yeah.
He's wearing 84 according to ourlads.com. So he's got the good number.
That doesn't sound like a football site, does it? Steven Sims. He's a fast guy.
Ooh. But has he been on the practice squad 2 years or 1 year now?
He came at the end of 2020, so I think technically almost two.
He did start a few games, I think, with Washington.
Yeah, he got drafted. I think he was like a
third. Yeah, he's kind of a guy I think that could be solid and could surprise us to make the team. I wouldn't be surprised if he made the team like third or fourth.
Practice squad. I think he's a solid practice squad player. He's the sort of guy you want on your practice squad.
And he's wearing number 82 to Randall L's number, so bring him on. The high numbers, I like the high numbers. I like the 80 numbers. I don't like the low numbers, the 11s and the...
I don't mind kind of guys.
Nah, I like the high numbers better. 86.
Well, 84. I like this one. I think you'll change it, but I like this one. I hope he doesn't. George Pickens, 14.
I think 14. From what I've been seeing recently, I think he'll be a star. He seems very physical.
I can't wait. It's going to be... Who had the fights with Aqib Talib? I'm trying to remember. Who was the one? Was it Demaryius Thomas?
I'm not sure.
Who fought?
There's a lot of receivers out there who fight the cornerback. It seems like there's a whole mini game.
I mean, Demaryius Thomas, like... Yeah, Michael Crabtree. Remember that one and he like snatched the necklace? That was crazy. Yeah, I think Pickens is going to be a bit like that. Yeah, bring it on. But that is all of the Steelers offense.
You didn't do one scrap metal.
Yeah, I did plenty of scrap metals.
You didn't do Claypool.
Did we miss Claypool?
Yeah, he's scrap metal.
About Chase Claypool, I swear.
Nah, I don't think we did.
All right, Chase Claypool, star, solid or scrap
metal? I think he's scrap. I think you have to prove yourself, go out there and be a Steeler.
I think he's not a solid fan. He can play.
I'm putting too much onto it, but still, I'm just like, I'm sick of seeing the TikToks, the Rick Rocks. I just want to see him go hit someone in the face, and then we're good, you know?
Yeah, well, hopefully no off-season fights like last year. But that was a challenge. Like it was 40 minutes to read through, 65?
If you asked me to repeat what I said, I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm going to go back later because it was too hard to take notes during it, and I'm going to know.
We have a super chat.
We have a super chat. Yeah, I don't know. I was in here. And when they say those are both Denver players, yeah, but Aqib Talib also played for the Patriots. Snowman, thoughts on Antonio Brown wanting to retire as Steeler? I said this in the BTC Slack channel. My response was, not right now. It's got to be on the team's terms, and I don't want it taking a roster spot of a young guy trying to make the team. And I think it's too soon to all this rubbish that went on or continues to go on.
Yeah, well, I agree. When you're asking to retire for your previous team, that already shows you that that's not going to happen. The team needs to reach out to you, in my opinion, for you to retire a Steeler. So think back to Troy's speech right now. Antonio Brown, really, whatever you're doing with the rap stuff and all your personal brand.
I think players approach teams about retiring
not,
in their jersey.
Not the way that he did it.
No, not the way that he did it. They do it properly through an agent and they have proper conversations, not put it out on Twitter.
I think he's too far in fairyland right now, and I love the guy. But I watch his Instagram pretty much every day, and I'm like, what is going on with your life? It's so perplexing.
The other thing about him that I don't like is that usually when people retire for the team, Ladainian Tomlinson did it. All those guys go back and retire in those teams. They have a press conference and it's all celebratory and what a great career and da da da. I do not want AB in front of a microphone in a press conference at the Steelers facility in Steelers, gear.
I don't think we should recognize someone who's done for the league and walked out on the league and walked out on the team and have this many issues be celebrated. I don't think he should be celebrated at this point in time. Maybe in 20, 30 years time when we move on. But right now, he always talks about respecting and talking to the youth. For what he did for the game was awesome. He was one of the best players, probably the best, the greatest receiver. However, you don't walk out on your team. You don't walk out in the Bucks like that and have a standing ovation. I don't think he deserves to have that recognition to be celebrated and be retired as a Steeler. Right now, I don't see it. And I think let him do his thing and go all crazy and maybe come back in a few years' time. I don't know. You don't ask your team to be retired. It's not going to happen. No way.
Yeah. Yeah. Pickett, I agree with Jerry Cherry. I just want to bring this up and close out the show with it. Sorry. I'm just going to double clicks. Pickens has to be careful. This is the pros. He does. He does have to be a little bit careful. I just love 6'3", 200 pounds. I can't wait to watch him blog.
Needs to be team first mentality, and that goes to
correct. We don't want a Claypool. We don't want a Claypool.
Exactly. Claypool needs to show himself up a bit, and so a lot of the receivers do. Really, actually, a lot of players do on the Steelers. Team first mentality, but we'll see. He's very, very physical.
And with that,
1 second, Brian Brown. I agree that he's the greatest receiver ever. I'm saying right now, you do not retire him. So Brian Brown says, disagree, Mark. AB is the greatest Steelers receiver ever. I agree. He is.
I disagree with you both.
To me, AB is the best receiver.
Hines Ward is the best receiver ever.
Oh, see, I know. In AB's
no, 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 no. But I mean, it was a different league with a different offense. I know that's a touchy thing to say, and I know AB could change the game very quickly, and I know that the catches that he caught at his height and downfield and one hand and all the rest of it. But Hines Ward, in this day and age, Hines Ward, look at what Deebo Samuel is doing. Like, yeah.
I disagree with that. So we're disagreeing on three different comments, but I'm saying to you, Brian Brown, mate, I think right now, he's not the Steeler, the AB that we watched. He's someone completely different. There are some people out there don't even know he played football for what he's doing. You watch his Instagram. You can't look away. It's just so obnoxious and weird and indifferent. He's in his own world. And that, for me, I don't want to see him retire a Steeler.
And I almost brought this guy up as well, but I didn't see enough of him, you know, like that he retired before I was born. So it's hard for me to say that. But I can't not watch those tapes.
Exactly. And not.
But you know what's great? And I just want to bring it up, Brian. We want you guys to disagree. And the best thing that you always, like Brian, you always, and so many of the guys in the live chat right now particularly do this. You know, you always come to us with differing opinions. And we respect difference of opinion, but you always do it so respectfully. So, like, and it's great debate, and it's a great way to close out the show. So I thank you. I thank you, Brian. And I agree. The thing is, I think AB was like one or two more seasons off. Like, he was so close to that, you know, like he was so close to being that greatest undisputed ever for the Steelers, definitely Hall of Fame. But he couldn't keep it together.
No, he just went a bit wacko Jacko.
Wacko Jacko, yeah. But with that, that closes out this week's Steelers Touch Down Under. I'm Matty Peverell with Marky Davison, as always.
Go Steelers!